A robust protest by thousands of people held signs that communicated their feelings about the killing of Renee Good as they cheered the honking horns of drivers passing by along Blackstone Street. There was music playing and poetry being read as each person spoke their own message with graphics and voice. I'm using people's first names only for security reasons. Here is Joan's take on the event.
My encouragement is that I see an enormous crowd here, and I don't know many of them. And in the old days, when we were on the corner against the Iraq War, we all knew each other. We never saw any new faces. So this is an encouragement.
Leslie was holding a sign that said, "Get in good trouble," the famous quote from civil rights leader John Lewis.
I think that any time you see injustice happen, you need to do something about it. And peaceful protest is doing something about it.
Have you been to many of the demonstrations through the year?
Yeah, since 2016.
Diane, a longtime social activist here, talked about the local mobilization efforts.
We're beyond thinking that we're making any difference by demonstrating. It's not about us. It's about people being able to be informed. And so that's why, you know, and so this is wonderful. When there's a huge crisis, then the Indivisible Group, they have a great networking system, so everybody kind of comes out.
One face-painted lady danced along the sidewalk reciting a poetical history lesson.
We are half-breeds. They colonized us. They enslaved us. They enforced us into forced labor. We are the people of the land, the people of the sun, the people of the food that you eat. The pyramids, we were here long before the colonizers. We are the people, the DNA of the land. We are not foreigners.
Suzanne carried a big American flag. I asked her why.
Because this is my flag. This belongs to everybody. And I'm here because ICE needs to go. Our president is running amok. And this is all really a distraction from the fact that he was involved in raping little girls.
She was referring, of course, to another Trump scandal, the Jeffrey Epstein files and Trump's association with him. But the main target of anger in this demonstration and what brought people out was ICE and its lethal actions, as expressed by Doug.
Renee Good. ICE murdered her. And it's clear as a bell. You watch the video, and no matter what side you see it on, he was in wrong. He shot her 3 times. And the son of a gun should be put in jail. But that little wimp in the White House won't do it. He's too afraid that Putin might piss him off. You know, he's a puppet of Putin and all the other regimes.
Kelly said that the killing was a shocking moment and put people in the resistance on notice.
Oh yeah, it's changed the dynamics of everything. That they can take us anytime they want to at this point. Kind of scary. It could have been anyone. And so I think that brought out more. Maybe it won't go unnoticed.
Looking at the big picture, Dee warned that ICE and its operations are part of a more ominous development in the nation.
Basically, ICE has become his Gestapo, and they're using it to terrorize communities and people. And it's really sad how racism has really raised its ugly head again. I mean, I'm old enough to remember a time when it was not considered acceptable to say and do some of the things that people are saying and doing nowadays. And I think that's why he's been able to do a lot of what he's doing with ICE, is because he has made racism acceptable again.
The ICE Out for Good protests organized by Indivisible took place in towns up and down the valley. There have been other spontaneous gatherings in the region, including at ICE headquarters in Fresno, where people came together to express their opposition to the current state of affairs. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.